Good morning. Welcome. Happy Easter to those who celebrate. You ready to practice? Do you want to sweat a little bit or a lot? Like profusely? Let's practice. Downward dog. And I promise if you make breathing your aim, you'll generate fire, you'll build fire, steam, and we will clean house together. And let me say, yogic breathing, audible throat breathing, is a massive contribution to the listening in the room. This is a meditation, a moving meditation. So will you move your body around right to left and get a sense of your right, your left, the space and the bodies perhaps that are on the right or on the left, or the wall space, where you are in the room. Get a sense of where you are physically. Go ahead, and you can look at the other bodies right now. You can look at other people, and then don't do that, okay? Do it now. Get it out of the way. And then drop your head towards your mat and set your gaze on one physical point. And know this physical practice of opening your eyes and setting your gaze to one point, it's the foundation for the whole practice. Let me say the metaphysical foundation for the whole practice. Child's pose. Let's really feel the ground. Let's become awake to the physical foundation of every yoga pose. It's the body parts that are touching the floor. So I want you to explore the body parts that are touching the floor. And just feel that the inner big toes touch. If you'd like to separate your knees wider, that's a possibility for you. If you want to bring your knees to touch and your arms by your side, another good adaptation in child's pose. But I'm pointing to child's pose. We're just remembering that it's here in the 75-minute all-levels practice. Okay, my request is that you stay on your mat. If you need anything, just you ask me, okay? If you need to take child's pose to remember it's a simple breathing practice, take it. All right, tabletop. Hey, create your foundation. That's your knees, your feet. If you want to curl your toes under, you can. Put your index fingers straight forward on 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock's always straight ahead of you. Through your nose, take a breath in. Open your mouth, let it go. Okay, in your next in-breath, stick your bum out, lift your collarbones up. As you exhale, round your spine like an angry cat. Press your mid-back to the sky and gaze up to your belly button. Inhale, reverse it, and go slow and take this on your own. Practice right here, just moving from point to point. Move from your pelvis. This is the mother of all movements, the pelvis. It's the biggest bone mass in the body, and you want to move from your bones. So locate the pelvis and feel the spine just undulating. Connect movement and breath. Open your eyes. Set your eyes on a track. All right. Now on an out-breath, roll over your toes, down dog. Okay, be intentional. Create or recreate the physical foundation. So a lot of the times if the hands are too close to the feet, and usually they are, it's static. You want to create about another 6 inches of space between your hands and your feet. So not only are you stable, and you might not be stable, you might have to go 2 or 3 inches back, but create stability and flow and flexibility. So bend your knees. Press your hands in your mat and lift your hips up to the sky. All right, now come to center. Set your drishti. Bring your feet together and breathe out. Lift your right leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Take your upper leg to the left. Tell the truth. If you're not breathing right now, you could bring your bottom knee to the floor or bring your elbows to the floor. Bring your upper foot to the floor. Lift your left leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee and move your upper leg to the right. These are all simple, accessible poses for any body. Just got to be honest and custom fit the practice so it's workable. Walk up to the front of your mat. Make your feet touch each other. Bend your knees and clasp your hands at your lower back. Maybe use a yoga strap. Lengthen your spine towards the front of the room. Take a breath in. Wrap your arms over your head. And what's workable is what's empowering. what's going to allow your body to relax in this pressure and this intensity. What's workable is what's going to allow your body to relax in this intensity. So you want to build some fortitude in the legs. Firm up your thigh muscles. Good. Straighten your legs a little bit more. A little bit, not too much. Find perfect tension. Now breathe into your shoulders. Relax your neck. Open your eyes. Bring your hands to the mat. Ground your feet into the earth. Stand up. Lift your arms high. Fan your fingers apart. Charge up your feet. Lift your toes. Fan your fingers more. Get the energy streaming to the periphery. Bring your hands to your heart center. Three ohms. Look up, reach up, breathe in. Exhale, bend your knees and fold forward. Finish it, relax your neck. It's the best part of forward bends. Flat back. You can have your hands on your shins. Don't think too much. High plank. Like if you're brand new, you may have to use that part of the brain where you have to think and maybe peek around a little bit and get a sense of the practice, right? There's a quality that you can awaken just through listening. And if it's you're not accessing that power through listening, you can peek around if you're brand new. Otherwise, work your gaze. Shift your vision up a little bit. Lift your chin and come forward and down low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Gaze to one point. Take a huge breath in. Empty your lungs. Push all the air out. All of it. Walk to the front of your mat. Flat back. Forward bend. Sweep up. Gaze to a point in the ceiling. Bow forward. Gaze up to your belly button. Inhale, flat back. You can have your hands on your shins. High plank. Downward dog. That was a curveball. Did you get it? Breathe out. Push your hands in your mat. Look forward. Walk or jump to the front of your mat. Flat back. Forward bend. Sweep up. Bow forward. Flat back. Low plank, up dog, down dog. Wow, you made it to your mat. That's a victory in it of itself. Just being here on your mat. This is why I requested you stay on your mat, because just being in this room is healing. And it can bring up a lot of discomfort. Maybe it's people who make you discomfort. Maybe you really don't like people. But if you practice, you'll end up loving people. Did I just say that? You will. You'll love people. You might not like them, but you'll love them and you'll appreciate them and you'll develop a relationship with all beings. We start right here with each other. Breathe out. Push the air out. Push it out. Look forward. Walk or jump to your hands. Flat back. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Let's melt ice. It's so much easier practicing at this level of intensity together. Drop your hips as low as you can get them. A good measure is your thigh bones being parallel to your mat. Is that possible, Agata? Is it possible, Agata? Your mother's practicing next to you. You better look good. Take your upper arms back. Breathe in. Bow forward. Flat back. Low plank. Upward dog. Pause for a moment. Relax your ankles. You could have your legs. You could even have your chest on your mat. Down dog. Warrior one, step your right foot forward. Drop your back heel to the floor and stand up. Ultimately, this is what's empowering. It's not getting it right or not doing it wrong, the poses. It's about creating a space, a study space, where you're paying attention, gazing to one physical point, and generating the flow of your breath. So if your feet are placed where you're stable, it's a perfect pose. It's a perfect beginning. Now sustain your gaze. You could add or subtract space between your feet, right to left. Pull your belly up to your spine. Fan your fingers apart. Shift your vision up. Drop your hips 2 inches closer to your mat. Let's open up the hips. Take a huge breath in. Bring your hands to the floor, low plank. Inhale up dog. Exhale down dog. Warrior one, step your left foot forward. I like about hip width distance between the feet, right to left. You could put your heels on one line, put your front foot on 12 o'clock, and you want to play with the direction of your back toes. They point somewhere between 3 and 2 on the clock. Is this your first class? Did your mother bring you to?
She did.
Good work, Eleanor. Spread your toes, fan your fingers. Ooh, you got a couple. Woo. Lengthen your spine. Look up. Take a big breath in. Low plank. Welcome, my friend. Up dog. Down dog. All right. Magic happens when you just show up and you show up with an open heart. We could call that just being a yes. Opening up your heart and giving everything you got. And I promise you'll have a breakthrough. There'll be a seismic shift in your life. All right, we're going to just keep moving, okay? One breath, one movement. The magic is in connection. Fill up your lungs. Empty out. Push all the air out. Get it out. Look forward. Walk or jump to your hands. Flat back. Exhale, bow. Thunderbolt. Forward bend. Inhale, flat back. Low plank, upward dog, downward dog, warrior one, step your right foot forward, root down, inhale, go up, exhale, low plank, inhale, up dog, exhale, down dog, warrior, step your left foot forward, root down, rise, pull the air in, low plank, up dog, down dog. Oh, what a sensual experience. This is how it's going to be if we want to wake up. We got to wake up in these bodies. They need to be attended to. They need to move. They need to be breathed into. It's the beginning of true health right here. Fill up your lungs. Empty it out. Jump to your hands. Flat back. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Sit low and lift your toes up. Bow down. Flat back, chaturanga, up dog, down dog, warrior, step your right foot forward. Go up and go back a little bit, low plank, you're doing great. Inhale, up dog, exhale, down dog, warrior, step your left foot forward. Go back a little, low plank, up dog, down dog, now bring a little more muscle energy to the breathing. Remember, you're creating it. And then it'll do you. You create the breath, and then the breath will create the practice. Fill up your lungs. Empty out. Jump to your hands. Flat back. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Bow down. Lengthen your spine. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog, warrior, step your right foot forward. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog, warrior, step your left foot forward. So you're moving and you're being moved. Go back a little. Stretch it out. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Lift your right leg to the sky. Bend your upper knee. flip your dog. I'll tell you, a little conscious chaos is the antidote for anxiety. Get you out of your head and into the now. Feel your feet, and from your core, press your feet in the floor. Lift your hips up. High plank, spin your heels to the right. Take your left arm to the sky. This is medicine, meditation, movement from the head to earth, right here. Out of the space between the ears and into the floor. Press the floor and go up another inch more. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Lift your right leg to the sky. A little Easter surprise. Bring your right knee into your chest. Lift your leg up. Touch your right elbow. And touch it. Don't be in a rush. Pull in. Pull in. Lift your right leg up. Touch your left elbow, but don't rush. Touch it and squeeze it and activate your core. Lift your right leg high. Crescent lunge. No thumping. Prayer twist to the right. Train yourself into being light. Keep your gaze steady. Now work the earth. Spread your toes across your mat. You can straighten your arms. If you straighten your arms, you can put a block underneath your bottom hand. But don't lose touch with the earth. About five counts. The pelvis rises and then it drops like a buoy in the ocean. You want that flow in the pelvis. Now create more space so the air can keep building fire. Take your shoulders to your back. Shift your vision up if it's okay with your neck. Breathe out. Get all that air out. Warrior two. Extended side angle. Half bind. Be a master at drawing straight lines. Put your heels on one line, and you can tell if your heels are really on one line if you can sense the space behind the heels and how much mat space you have. Five, and you want to draw another vertical line from the shoulders down the pelvis into the ankles. Four, so drop your tailbone towards your back heel. Lift the front of the pelvis up to the belly button. Three, take your shoulders to your back. Bring your chin to your chest a little. Now relax your face. Smile a little. All right, breathe in. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Lift your left leg to the sky. Bend your upper knee and flip your dog. You don't ever have to smile a day in your life. But that's, smiling's nice. You get an assist from gravity here. Even if it's like a 1/18th of a smile, just a little curve in the face. High plank, spin your heels to the left. Take your right arm to the sky. Pull your belly up to your spine. Come from the center, from the core to the floor, and go up. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Lift your left leg to the sky. Bring your knee to your chest, upper knee to the chest. Lift your leg up. Touch your left elbow. Touch it though. You touch it. Lift your leg up. And touch your right elbow. Lift your leg up. And as quiet as ever, crescent lunge. Wow. Not a thump in the room. Prayer twist to the left. Make your breath pulsate. It's the measure for stability. If you can't breathe deep, you're not stable. You're ahead of yourself. Take your back heel forward. Press your front heel down. A few more counts. Fill up your lungs. Twist and empty. Warrior two. Okay. Extended side angle. Half bind. You want your feet to be like little suction cups, so if you place them mindfully, you'll have some good control over your feet. You can add space right to left and front to back. But lift your toes up and spread them apart. But keep the four corners of the feet into the mat. Work the feet. Work them. Lift your toes up. Spread them apart. Now pin your shoulders to your back. The final frontier. Make your shoulder blades move the spine to the chest. Pull the shoulder blades in. Come on, Sasha. Pull in, pull in. Breathe in. Low plank. Up dog. A moment, pause. Down dog. Breathe in. Empty it out. Jump up to your hands. Flat back. Forward bend. Thunderbolts. Good practice not drinking water while you twist. Prayer twist to the right. You do so much work to build fire. Keep the fire burning hotter. This is tapas practice. It actually is practice to disrupt business as usual when we get uncomfortable, to reach out for the comfort zone. I don't know, maybe you drank a ton of alcohol last night. I feel bad for you. And you might need a sip, but don't let the teacher catch you. It's good practice. See if you can give that up. About 10 counts. I know you drank last night. I can smell it. 5. Lift your toes up and spread them apart. 4. Take your shin bones back to the back of the studio. Go back. Go back. Now lift your chest up and spin more. Bring your hands to the floor. Fingers to toes pose. Come halfway up. Breathe in. Bow forward. Bend your knees. And bring your chest or your belly on your thighs. That's a good beginning for forward bends. Now with the upper and lower body integrated, begin to straighten your legs a little bit at a time. Relax your neck. Really relax your neck. I'm telling you, they're the best parts of forward bending. Relaxing your neck. Relax your face. And let go of your toes. Crawl. This is at the heart of a transformational yoga pose. There's tension and there's relaxation. 5. So notice if you're holding your breath. 4. You can work really hard and breathe. That's relaxing. 3. Ready? 2. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Jump up to your hands. Flat back. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Prayer twist to the left. It's one of the coolest things about personal development here on the mat. Is that we learn to work really hard and work with aspiration. Could say have a North Star to aspire to and not be uptight about it. Just relaxing and knowing that the universe has got our back and the path will open up to us if we relax in the effort. You got to relax in the effort. So look at your feet. You want to train your brain. And to do that, you work your central nervous system, your two eyes, and you set your two eyes on one point. Lift your toes up. Spread them apart. Let's do a little more detail work in the feet. Turn your inner ankles back. Press your outer ankles to the floor. You don't have to know how to do that. You just do it. Take your shin bones back simultaneously. Or for some of you, you have to take the right shin bone back more because you're leaning in the left leg. 10 counts. It's good to push yourself to straighten your arms. It might tighten the tourniquet, but that's good. 5. Oh, 4, some good flow after we release this. 3, lift your chest off your thighs, belly in, twist more. Ragdoll, gorilla, walk your toes up to the crease of your wrists. Go chest to thighs, halfway up. And little by little, straighten your legs. You're creating a perfect awakening space. The measure is your breath is flowing. It's audible. And that gives you the courage to begin to move into a new space. Straighten your legs a little more. It's good if you shake a little bit. Take your hands out from underneath your feet. Crawl. 5. Yeah, pushing yourself's good. You just don't want to go over. 4. 3. Ready? Look forward. 2. Chaturanga, up dog, down dog. All right, look forward and jump to your hands. Flat back, forward bend, ground down, stand up. Take your arms high, breathe in. Eagle, Bend your knees and wrap your right leg over your left leg. Wrap your right arm under your left arm. Soften your eyes, make them tender. Five, keep your shoulders stacked over your hips. Four, you can always bring your right foot on the floor or to a block. Three, two, sweep up, eagle. Five, so you want to tap into that part of your brain where you're not thinking. Four, it takes training and trust, gaze to one point. Three, two, sweep up, Garudasana. Five, you'll trust yourself more and more. The more you meditate, the more you sit with yourself, the more you get to know who you are and who you're not. Pull into the center line of your body. Sweep up. Eagle. Five. Four. Three. Seal your lips. Two. Sweep up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it. Breathe in. Empty it out. Standing leg raise. Balance on your left leg. Lift your right knee up and make it square. Stay with your upper hand at your knee and your left hand at your hip, or extend your upper leg in front of you. One, you can do a toe lock. Two, three, four. Take your upper leg to the right, gaze to the left. Bring your upper leg forward, twist. Don't hesitate. Catch that vinyasa current. Keep the breath flowing. It'll move you. Gaze forward. Lift your arms above you. Breathe in. Airplane. Half moon. Put your bottom foot on 12 o'clock. Straight forward. Be masterful at having an intention and then action. Five, that's yoga. You have an intention and then you act. Four, you could do half bow. Spread out your toes. Three, pull your belly button, your spine. Look up. Two, ragdoll. Bring your hands to the mat. Walk your feet together. Stand up. Take your arms above you. Anjali, take your hands to your heart center. Let's clear it out. Breathe in. Empty it out. Standing bow will be soon. Balance on your right leg. Bring your left knee up. Standing leg raise. One, two, three, four. Take your upper leg to the left. Gaze to the right. Make your lips touch. Do a checkup from the neck up. Take all the excess tension out. Bring your upper leg forward. Twist. Breathe through this. Could hold your breath through it, but breathe, strengthens the ankles. Come forward, lift your arms high, breathe in, airplane. Be mindful you're at the front of your mat, take care of the people behind you. Half moon. Put the right hand on blocks, you can stack them up. You can do that too, yeah. Other arm, other leg. Five. Four. Tight. Firm up your thigh muscles. Three. Look up. Pull your belly to your spine. Shine out. Two. Ragdoll. Good. Bring your hands to the floor. Walk your feet together. Stand up. Take your arms above you. Wake up your hands. Fan your fingers. Now gather it up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Standing ball, lift your left arm up. Bend your right knee. Get a hold of your right ankle or your shin. You can grab your foot too. Aim. Now with ease, ease. Five. Four. Three. Two. Bring your upper foot to your mat. Standing ball. 5. You could add a little water to the earth by bending the bottom knee. 4. You want to shape the clay of the foundation. Straighten your legs more and more. 2. Exit with ease. Standing bow. Training and holding true and telling the truth and staying the course. That's it. The physical training leads to that possibility. Just a possibility. You got to practice on your mat. So be a process. Go ahead. 10. Start from the ground up. Soften up the toe knuckles. Sometimes they get jammed and the feet get hard. When we speak about earth, we're talking about a fertile earth, aerated earth. Come on. Pull your belly to your spine. 5. Keep pulling your thigh muscles in. If you got the strap, walk your hands back. 4. 3. Mm-mm. 2. Bring your upper foot to the floor. You feel the difference with that? Standing bow. Like you're hitchhiking. Like that. Yeah. Give up rushing. You can do that. You can do that. And give up rushing. You can practice being in a process. So use your breath as your measure. So sound gives you some context. You could slow the breath down. The rate of breath. 10. Shift your vision up. 5. 4. Relax. 3. 2. Bring your upper foot to the ground. Good. Tree, go right in. Balance on your left leg. Good place to renew your vows with your breathing, with your practice. That is the practice. It's beginning again. It's so simple. So simple just to renew. Come to our senses. Press your hands in a prayer. Bring attention to the midline of the body. Now stay true to the midline. Straighten your arms. Shift your vision up. Pull your belly to your spine. Ground down and go up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Bring your upper foot to the mat. Tree. Especially if we drive or we look at computers, there's a tendency for the head to come forward a lot. Puts a lot of pressure on your spine. Take the sides of the neck back. Lower the chin towards the chest and make the crown of your head glow with awareness. Lift up, lift up, lift, lift, lift. Bring your arms to the sky. Shift your vision up. Take your upper arm bones back. Fan your fingers. Breathe in. Look forward. Bring your hands to your heart center. Lower your upper foot to the ground. Reach up. Breathe in. Bow forward. Flat back. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior 1, step your right foot forward. Warrior 2, straighten your legs. Hinge forward, triangle. Feel the relationship of your feet with your mat. A lot of you guys, if you add 6 inches of space between your feet front to back, your feet will get a little stressed out, but that's how you develop more stability. Work the four corners of your feet in your mat. Maybe add a block underneath your bottom hand. 5. Good, good. 4. 3. Straight forward and go wide, go wide. 2. Stand up. It's kind of putting you in prison. You want a bigger one. Face left. Take your arms high. Lower your right arm by your side. Bind your shoulders. Bow forward. Your path is where your feet are. Literally, our path of power is being right here. And in order to, so it's not a concept, being right here, we come into feeling. The feeling of our body right here on earth, yielding to gravity, but being supported with our willpower. Lift your toes up and firm up your thigh muscles. It takes will to straighten your legs, a muscular work. Breathe in. Empty it out. Stand up. Face front, pyramid. Fold over your front leg. Create your foundation. Twisting triangle. Five. You can put a block or two of them under your left hand. Four. Press down into the earth and lengthen your spine. Three. Now press down. Lengthen your spine. Rebound up and spin it. Two. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior one, step your left foot forward. Warrior two. Straighten your legs. Triangle. Have a groundbreaking experience in triangle where you break out of the old known triangle and you move into a space where something new, a new energy can flow through. Five. Four. Three. Pull your thigh muscles in. Drop here. Drop here. Two. Stand up. Okay. Face right. Take your arms above you. Lower your left arm by your side and bind your shoulders. Breathe in. Bow forward. Lift your toes up. Spread them apart. Be willing to add or subtract space between the feet. Lean in. Breathe in. Empty it out. Stand up. It's okay. Face front. It doesn't matter. I thought that was funny. Fold over your front leg. A lot of the times we're just static. The feet are forgotten. Remember them. This is the essence of meditation. It's beginning again. Re-entering the feet. Living in the feet. Spread out your toes from the inside out to the toes. Twisting triangle. Hey, draw a power line from your tailbone to the crown of your head. And make that line longer. Every time you breathe in, when you breathe out, spiral through that line. Five. Four. Press down into the block or the floor. Lift up. Three. Fan your fingers apart. Like, really? Now go forward and lift up. Two. Chaturanga. That was it. That's it. That's it. Up dog. Down dog. Is it Shavasana yet? High plank. Let's lower to the mat. Four, three, two, one. Bring your arms by your side. Flip your head to the other side. Locust. Clasp your hands at your lower back. Pull it all in, everything. Limbs from the skin. Tighten up the muscles to the bones. Press down and come up. We're talking about the thigh muscles and the upper arm muscles. Squeeze them. Five. Flush all that stuff out. Four. Lives in the marrow of the bones. So move your thigh bones to the center. Tighten up your thighs. Go up. Pull in here. Come down. There we go. Bow. You can break it down and do one leg at a time. Okay, move bones. Pull your thigh bones to the center. Move your shin bones back. Get a sense of the heat and the tension that's building in the arms. And let it flow. Sometimes it gets locked out because you're straining in your hands. You don't want too much tension in your grip. Not too little tension so you slip out. Five. Four. Move the thoracic spine into the chest. Three. Two. Come down.
Sorry.
Sorry,
I'm so slippery.
Bow. I'm happy I didn't break your ankle. Jesus. You okay? Pull into center. Come on up. tension and relaxation. You're creating the tension, you're creating the relaxation. Ease and effort. Calm, determination, steady. Five. Ooh, there's burn. Four. Good medicine for the heart and the throat. Take the sides of the neck back. Three. Two. Come down. Up dog. Down dog. Camel. Stand up on your knees. Set the feet. You can keep your hands at your hips or bring your hands to your heels. Five. Four. Three. Press your hips forward. Two. Keep going, Jess. Down dog. Camel. Five. Four. Three. Press your feet down and take your hips forward. Two. Down dog. Bridge. Press your feet down, lift your hips up. Let's come on in. You guys gotta pay attention. Five. Four. Walk your shoulder blades to the center line. Push your spine to your chest. Three. Two. Come down to the mat. All right, wheel. Create your foundation at your feet, just like at bridge. Put your hands on your mat for wheel, outside your shoulders. Set the hands so the index fingers go straight forward to the front of the room. Okay, press down and come on up. You can start at the top of your head. There's a progression. This is why we do 20 wheels. You know, we want to start slow. Five, four, three. Two, bring your chin to your chest. Come out one vertebra at a time. It takes like three wheels to warm up, you know? All right, reset your hands and your feet. It's like making pancakes, not to like the fourth one, you got it, right? Press down, come on up. Five. Four. Can you feel where the fingers meet the palms? Press those mounds down. Lift up. Bring your chin to your chest. Come back to your mat. Was that two or three? Was that two? Okay, ready? Set. Press the floor. Come up. Come on, Healy. Five. Four. Press down and lift up. Two. You could stay up. All right. All right. Here we go. We'll do three more, okay? Here we go. Reset your hands and your feet. Can you get your neighbor up with you? Is that possible? Press the floor. Come on up. So much easier doing this together. Even if you don't like your neighbor. Five, or your neighbor's suspicious. Four, three, two, come down. It's hard not to like somebody after they practice. Like, they're doing the best they can. Even if they don't practice. Is that true? People are doing the best they can? I think so. Everybody? I think so, too. Okay, ready? Set, root down and go up. Work your heart to the back of the studio. And then your upper arm bones towards your back. Five. Press the floor and go up. 4, 3, 2. Exit with ease. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is completion, okay? Here we go. Complete with heart. Bring everything you have. Everything. Every part of who you are as a human being. Come on up. Press down. Come up. Got to train ourselves this way or that part of us dies off. 5, calm as can be, calm. 4, relaxed in your effort. 3, press the floor and go up. 2, bring your chin to your chest, come back to the floor. All right, bring the bottoms of your feet together. Splay your knees apart, close your eyes. This brings us right back to life, huh? Feel it. What's that saying? That the true tragedy of life is not death, but what dies inside of us while we're alive. Straighten your legs. Take your arms back. Take a huge breath in, empty it out, pull your knees into your chest, rock from side to side. You know, it's interesting. I did not plan this at all, right? But I think, and I say, I was brought up Catholic. I did celebrate Easter my whole life. I don't celebrate anymore. I don't consider myself a Catholic. I don't consider myself anything. But I think maybe this is what the story of Easter may have been about. And it might not be like a zombie waking up out of a cave. It might not be that. That's literally they're saying, okay? But that, I think it's a story. I'm pretty sure it's a story. A good one. But it's just about waking up. It's about exactly that. Something dying inside of us while we're alive and then us resurrecting ourselves and remembering what's important and how to love and how to dance and how to have fun. Dead bug, how to be vulnerable, how to unguard and not defend. But, you know, maybe not defending yourself. Maybe defending the defenseless, that's good. I do that, that's why I don't eat animals. Let go of your feet. Straighten your legs vertically. Clasp your hands at the back of your head. Lift your shoulder blades off your mat. Tighten up your legs. Make them fire. Breathe in. Exhale, go up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Exhale, exhale. 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4. 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Pull your knees to your chest. Bicycle. Something awesome about being on your yogic bicycle. It's like a ball of fire just starts to hover right around the middle of the body and you become that ball of fire. And then it just starts expanding out in a bilateral way. And it's smooth and inspiring right into your power. About 10 more counts. You know what's a good addition? Keep the hand, the fingers laced. And then one elbow to the knee and the other upper arm bone to the floor. That's killer. All right, come to center and lift your legs up. Sit on your forearms. Lower your legs 2 inches from the ground. Lift your right leg up. Firm up your legs now. Scissors strong, strong. Okay, go ahead. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lift your legs up. Pull your knees to your chest. That's good. Twist. Take your knees to the left and bring your chin to your right shoulder. Close your eyes. Settle in. Breathe in, empty it out. Bring your knees up to center and over to the right. Bring your chin to your left shoulder. There are a lot of moms and their children in the room today. I love seeing that. Don't you? Even like, do you get those calendars, mothers and their little baby animals? I got one of those for every Easter or Christmas in my life. I guess humans, mother and children, are pretty cute too. Something about it, you know, especially when they're in yoga and I see them smile at each other. I'm like, oh. Bring your knees to your chest. Grab behind your thighs. Rock and roll three or four times. And flow through, down dog. Half pigeon, lead with the right leg forward. Drop your head to the ground, close your eyes, and listen to the sound of your breath. This is the true homecoming. Drop down and drop in to the experience of being in a body. Feel the extremities, the digits, the fingers and the toes, the hands and the feet, the arms. Maybe take your arms out in front of you. Otherwise, we're going to bring some unnecessary tension up in the shoulders, probably excavated from the pelvis or the hips, and then we just move it up to the shoulders. Can you downset it? Like drop it right down into the earth. Flex your upper foot. Relax your jaw. Can you relax your jaw? And can you feel your lungs expand? Can you feel that aliveness, that pulsation? You know, whether you're seeing it with the sun rising and setting, or you bring the ocean, you feel the ebb and flow of the ocean, you feel that pulsation with your breath, and we recognize it as a source, a space. Breathe in. Empty it out. Down dog. Half pigeon, lunge your left leg forward. P, maybe flip and put your foot against the wall. Get more space in your hips. You can put a block underneath your left hip. Did you do this leg?
Was that?
Did you do the other leg?
Yeah.
Okay. If you look at your front thigh bone, you want it parallel to the left side of your mat. The angle in the front knee, it's not important. This practice dissolves a lot of myths. Is that how you'd say it? What would you do? Demystify? You demystify? Yeah, the whole practice of yoga. Like if you go out into the world and like go to yoga place, you're not going to find this. You're not going to find this anywhere, actually, except for 25 Harvard Street. I promise you. There's other studios out there who are training and who are great like this, but this is the best. Really, this is the mothership. This is where it all started right here. So, but cutting edge fitness. And cutting edge fitness involves the whole body. It means we have to pay attention. We got to do this. We got to work with the mind. That's why I said just showing up. It takes a lot to be a yes, to show up to practice, and just to work with what arises. And we recognize that whatever arises on the path, physically, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, that's the path. Like dealing with that unfinished business, unsimulated energy. It all comes up for review in practice. And when we sit with it, it's as if dots are starting to get connected in our life. We start seeing things we didn't see, patterns perhaps. Like maybe we're just holding our breath all the time, or we got our shoulders in our chest, or constant clenching our jaw. Is that about even on both sides? Yeah? Breathe in. Empty it out. Double pigeon. Sit up, don't get stuck or caught from half pigeon to double pigeon. Come right into double pigeon. Get in touch with the flesh and bones that are grounded into the mat. Yeah, come this way. Yeah. Can I use this? If you want to do double pigeon, the variation, cross your shins. And you'll just put a purple block to support the ankles so the ankles don't collapse. Right, just like that. No, don't worry. Yeah, scooch your butt. Yeah. Keep your feet flexed so the ankles stay neutral. Bow forward. You could be doing a 5-breath meditation, right, where you put your whole being, all the awareness, everything, and you stay tight moment to moment with each in-breath, moment to moment with each out-breath, experiencing it with your whole awareness. And then, you know, drift off at breath 3 or halfway between 3 and 4. Just start over. You'll get stronger. What you practice, you strengthen. I mean, you can sit on your mat and just drift off, and sometimes that's part of the path, but the practice is disrupting that drift and coming right back to the feeling tone of your body being breathed. Breathe in. Empty it out. Sit up. Switch legs. You don't need that. It's good support. I don't know. You want your feet to be like they are when they're square on the floor. So keep the inner ankles long, outer ankles long, heels right in between the middle of each ankle. Now lean in, drop your head down towards your mat. Lean in, close your eyes. You can stay cool and calm. And it's practice when the pressure and the heat go up. You stay calm and cool. It's your word. That's all it is. It's because you want it. You're hungry to find that calm, serene, still, tranquil place. It's right here. You start developing anxiety and fear when you go lost in thought. It's so elusive. You're going to get still and really look. Relax all that tension everywhere. Breathe in. Empty it out. Sit up. Straighten your legs in front of you. Well, extend your legs in front of you. Bend your knees a little bit and grab your feet. Or bend your knees a lot. But get your chest or your belly on your thighs. Relax your neck. Remember the best part of forward bends? Relaxing your neck. Especially if we have tight hamstrings and just rigidly, you know, like maybe we're athletes and it's just kind of rigid in the back. Best thing in the world for you to do, forward bends. It's calming, soothing to the nervous system. And to access them holistically, you've got to bend your knees. And usually for athletes, doing less is a difficult concept to grasp. Doing less and trying easy. But once, you know, if you're an athlete, you get that. You'll be an athlete 1 week into the practice. 1 day after the practice, you've become an athlete. Breathe in. Empty it out. Sit up. Inverted tabletop. Five. Feel the floor. This is where we resource our power. It's the earth. Four. And the energy's rising up from the earth. It's prana. Channel it through your shins, through your arms. Three. Pull your belly to your spine. Pull it to the core. Press down and go up. Come down. Lay on your back. Do shoulder stand or do headstand. Or waterfall. All right, directly contacting life. That's why it's good to practice around bodies. These are good people. I've been in this community for 23 years, this community. And I know most of the people in the room. I don't know everybody, but if I don't know you, I still know you. I know you. These are good people. And they're suffering. They're suffering. They're going through hell. And they remember how important it is to be here to support you. And you remembered how important it is to be here to support you. And just know when you do that and you're here authentically and you're giving everything you got, it's such an amazing contribution for us. And what we get in here, we can't get, I can't get anywhere else. I did like going to church for two minutes in church when everyone shook each other's hand. Do you know that? Did you ever go to church? There's a point where, good for you, there's a point where people shake each other's hands and everyone gets happy. They smile and then it's over and everyone gets back to real seriousness. But coming here, it's just like even just being in the lobby, people having, you know, conversations. You know, and then after the practice, everyone's way cooler, having even more conversations, getting interested in each other. Some people just bail right out. They just can't wait to go. And that's cool too. They're probably rushing to get a smoothie. Bring your knees to your forehead or your feet to the floor. Plow. I just went on a yoga retreat to Costa Rica. And it took me like two days before I realized. I was like, so you took a class at this resort center. Right? And everybody like bailed out after class. I was like, whoa, where's everyone going? You know where they were going? The smoothie bar. Bring your knees by your ears if they're not there. Did you know someone, did you see the place next door? Did you see that? There's an empty space. Someone's opening a smoothie bar. No, I'm just kidding. That was my early April Fools because I won't be here. Are you ready for April Fools? You better be. It's one of my favorite days of the year. It really is. I love it. I love it. All right. Let's rest deep. Remove your blocks or anything that's in the way. Bring your pelvis to the floor. Pull your knees into your chest. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Drop your knees out to the side. Ah, the cosmic joke, huh? Somewhere else would be better. some other time would be better. Even some other body would be better. This body right here, right now, perfect. What an awakening. Recognizing that. And what lightheartedness come from that awareness. That this is it. This is as good as it gets, like for real. This is as good as it gets, right here. Close your eyes and just enjoy being in your body. You'll drift off, maybe many times, but strengthen that spiritual muscle of coming right back to the feeling of the body on your mat. And listen generously. Take a breath in. Open your mouth, let it go. Breathe in. Empty it out. Roll over onto your right. Keep your eyes closed. Sit up. Put your hands in a prayer over your heart center. Sit up straight. Let's clear it out. Take a breath in. Empty it out. Three ohms. your prayer hands to your forehead center. Take a breath in. Together, we say namaste, peace, and love. Good work, you guys. Good job. Nice work. Go have an awesome day, okay? Go get water and get some electrolytes. Listen. When you stand up, stay on your feet, okay? You'll fall if you don't pay attention. It's like ice in some spaces. Well, spray your blocks down. Do that neatly. I have another class coming in here. It helps out so much. Purple on top, blue on the bottom. There's actually a picture up there that shows you how to do it. And the straps, you guys, if it got real sweaty, put it in the hamper. Otherwise, hang it up like this, okay? It helps out so much. Thanks so much for being here, and I'll see you guys soon. Take care. You're welcome.